And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF. Open line will be starting here in about 20 minutes or so. We'll take your calls. We'll also talk about the Wilson Medical Center question of the day. But first, joining us here from Coldwell, Bankers, Pasternak, and Johnson, we have Michelle Loganbill on with us this morning. And Michelle, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. It's good to have you on this morning.
Thank you.
To kind of talk about a few things. And we'll talk more about what you do as a realtor. But first thing I do want to ask you is just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I've been in real estate now for 20 years. I've worked with Coldwell Banker from the start. Great people to work with, Bob Pasternak and Debbie Johnson. They've just been amazing. And my husband is originally from the Independence area. I'm from a small town near Salina, Kansas, Bennington, actually. But we met at K-State, and we've lived at some different locations, but now we've lived in this area about 30 years, so... And I was a stay-at-home mom and then was just looking for something to do that really prayed about, you know, something that I could still be there, flexible time for my kids, but do that. And this just fell into my lap and it's just kind of hit the ground running and it's been amazing.
It's just been but like I said, kind of fell in your lap. It's been a great thing, and I know
yes.
you enjoy doing it. And
yes.
You, like I said, you've been in Indy now for a long while. It's home now for you guys.
Sure.
So, again, you said it's been a great place to work. So, in the 20 years that you've been a realtor in the market in Southeast Kansas, it's been consistently steady, has it not?
It has, except for 08 and 09 is kind of when the market tanked then. But other than that, the market around here has been very consistent. But recently, it's been crazy. Just the low interest rates that are happening are really driving the market. And so we've just seen the craziest we've ever seen it. And so if you're wanting to sell a property, now is the time to do it. But also, it's kind of a catch-22 because... If you're selling and then you've got to buy, then you're in kind of in the same situation. You're going to be paying maybe above market normal market price because of what's happening right now.
And again, what most people do not realize, though, what a real estate agent does. You guys do a lot more than just buying and selling, do you not?
Yeah, I think there's a misconception that mostly what we do is just tour the homes, tour houses. But a huge percent of our time is actually on the phone. We are the go-between for everything. So we're the, of course, the initial contact by the purchaser or seller. And then if there's another agent involved with the transaction, we're the go-between them. We also handle things with their lender, getting information, or they call us with questions or that type of thing. The lender, the title company, possible insurance company, the inspectors. We handle all the go-between all of that. So a lot of time on the phone with them.
Thank the Lord.
a lot of time
yes,
on the phone.
Yes, we organize all that for them.
So, that way the potential buyer, that would be a lot of work for them to do. And again, you guys handle a lot of that stuff for them.
Correct. And there's a lot of details they just don't realize that are involved in that until we get into the process. And so, like I said, we handle all that. And, you know, they can hire their own inspector if they want to. But a lot of times we help them find someone. We get it organized, the time for them to get there, how they can get into the house, get the report back, go through the report with them, make they decide whether they want to ask for any repairs. And then, you know, negotiate that with the other party if that's something that we need to do.
All right, well, again, our lines are open. If anybody has a question for Michelle, you can give us a call, 251-6909, 1-800-252-5443, 1-800-252-KGGF. So if somebody was wanting to get in the market of buying a house, what's some helpful information that we have? Kind of go by steps here.
Okay. What I would suggest first is if you are getting a loan, is to find a lender that works for you and your parameters of what you need. I would suggest a local lender if you can. It's just easier communication with them. But if you do want to use an online lender, definitely check them out. There's a lot of them that have kind of started up, and some of them may not be as experienced. So we've definitely found out that, you know, the initial starting up with these companies, it seems good, but then the follow-through maybe and the communication is not as great with them. So I would suggest an online, a local lender if possible. But to, it's important to get pre-approved because with the, especially the market we're in now, the seller definitely wants to know that, you know, they're negotiating with somebody who can actually purchase the property. Also, too, it gives you your guidelines of what you can afford and if you can get a loan. Just want to make sure you can go through all those. Plus, there are so many different types of loans that are out there that, you know, they can find out what works best for them.
So if somebody's looking for a home, it's also good to make a list of kind of about what you're looking for, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And what I found, too, even though they have made that list and they call you and tell you what they're looking for, and sometimes they'll ask you to set up a line of homes that they could look at, I have found out that what they think they're starting to look for and what they actually end up buying a lot of times is different than what they started out looking for. So I hate to put it in a box, if you will, for what I think they're looking for. I'd rather they look online, come up with a bunch of different ideas, and then I'll be glad to show them all. Also, too, it depends on the type of financing they're getting. If they are getting one of these newer government loans, and I say newer, they've been around for a little while, but like a first-time home buyer loan or a what's called an RD loan or rural development loan. These are government-based loans, but those type of homes have to meet more criteria and codes and so forth versus just like a conventional loan or if you're paying cash. So that helps us if we get a list of ones they're looking at. We can look ahead of time, check it out, and see if that house would meet the requirements for that type of loan, and it might save time, I guess, if you will, that if the house didn't meet those requirements.
And I like what you said, because this actually happened to me at one time about you make a list of things and then, you know, they ended up buying a home that was not, you know, the matched anything. That kind of happened with us when I was married at first. We were looking at houses. We were like, yeah, these are okay. And then we actually drove by a house and just happened to see that it was like an, you know, open house. We were like, let's look at this. And that's the one we actually ended up getting anyway. So and then what we did, we contacted our realtor and they were able to kind of get together with that realtor and got that all worked out, and we're able to get that house. And again, it was just kind of an offhand chance when we saw an open house sign. We're like, let's check it out.
Absolutely. And I suggest too, to go, you get a list of homes, go drive past them, because you may drive past it and see things in the neighborhood or something around it that you weren't, you know, maybe expecting, I guess I should say.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's a good idea to get a layout of the neighborhood, other than just the house itself. Obviously, if you like the house, but also you kind of want to get a layout of the neighborhood as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. So once you're under contract, you make sure you're in constant contact with your lender, like you said. And what that does, it makes everything smoother, especially if they're a local lender, correct?
Yes. They can... You know, we can communicate with them better, too, and it's just easier to get in contact with them. I was working with a customer not too terribly long ago, and they were using this big online company, and it took forever to try to get who they were working with, and then the follow-up, and then the person that actually went on vacation and didn't leave it in the hands with anybody else to take care of. So there was this 8-day delay, and it just caused a lot of confusion and delays, and so... Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that I can see how that would be a problem. Also, if you after you're under contract, it's a good idea to consider a home inspection at that point, correct?
Yes, and I, you know, they're not required. A home inspection is not required. A termite inspection usually is. If you are getting a loan, the lender usually requires that. Not always. Depends on the type of loan, too, but most of the time they do. But a home inspection, it's just kind of, to me, an investment because... You can get in there and just see if there's anything unexpected. They're not going to be able to find everything, but they can at least give you an idea of some things you may not have noticed or see, or they can check them out a little bit further. I have had some people ask me to do an inspection before they make an offer. And you can, but I recommend not, because you can spend that $300 to $400 to do a home inspection and then not be under contract yet, and then somebody else swoop in and get it under contract, and then you've spent that $300 or $400 in getting an inspection, and then you've got nothing to show for it. Where if you get in a contract first and then make it contingent on your inspections, then you have the opportunity to agree to a price, then you've got a time frame to go get your inspections done. And then if the inspections don't meet your criteria, there's some issues that the seller won't fix, you've got that time frame where you can back out and get your earnest money back.
Yeah, you don't want to set up an inspection and then all of a sudden, somebody came in and bought it, and you're like, you're kind of out of it at that point.
Yes, absolutely.
That wouldn't make anybody happy at that point. So, yes. And also, your agent will walk you through the entire process, will they not?
Yes, we are in constant contact with them, but we can be, you know, as much there as you want us to be. And yes, we're there from step one until it closes and even after it closes. But yes, we will... can set it up for the inspections. We appraisers, they contact us to get in. The termite inspection, if it's a rural property and there's a lagoon or a septic, we, you know, different counties have different guidelines for that. And so a lot of people don't know that. And so then we help set that up and make sure that's passed, because that has to pass most counties prior to closing. So just all of those things, we guide them through all the way. And so yes, we're in constant contact with the lender, the title company for the title insurance. There might be some things that come up on that they, in their title work or something, that needs to be corrected. And so, we just guide them through the whole thing, and every step they can call us and do. And it's kind of almost an all day long job, because people can call in the evening, which is great, it's fine. And so we're available for them.
Well, and because buying a house, while it can be exciting, can also be a daunting task as well. So it's good to have somebody who knows what they're talking about to kind of help you through that process, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. There's just some details people may not have thought of to check into, or even understanding maybe what other people are asking for, their lender or anybody in the process, for sure.
They'll help you all the way out to the closing. And again, that's what we did. We had our realtor at the time help us all the way out through the closing, because there are things we had no clue, because we'd been just renters at apartments before. We never bought a house, obviously.
Absolutely.
At that point, so we're just like, this is a lot more than we know what to do. So
there are a lot of details involved.
All right, well, if anybody would like to contact you, Michelle, if they would like to talk to you about maybe basically about what we've been talking about today, or maybe they're looking looking for a house as well, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me directly, which is 620-330-2553, or they can call our office, which is 620-331-5510. We have numerous agents there, and everybody's willing to help you out, and everybody's amazing at the office, very caring, and we'll take the time to walk you through the process, and it's really good. Our brokers have really done a nice job, and very caring people, and really enjoy being there.
Well, Michelle, it's been a pleasure to talk with you this morning. Kind of letting everybody know what a realtor does, kind of the steps to go through when you're looking for a house. And we really appreciate you talking about that with us this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning here in Southeast Kansas. Currently 70 degrees outside, expecting a high of about 91.